Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. KVOI, AM 1030, trusted local news and talk. And I'm connecting the dots that fake news and the deep state don't and won't for you. If you want to sponsor the show, you can go to gogetfunding.com, look the Prather Point up, and thank you for those donations this month. I'm really appreciative of that, and I'm also thanking everybody for, I'm walking in here, and you know, Maurice, a veteran, is saying go get him, and Sean was out here saying go get him, and Mike, and getting lots of phone calls, and I really want to tell you how appreciative I am of that, because I don't spend a lot of time talking about it, but you know, you got to understand that the deep state has been after me since 2004, off and on through their contacts. And I'll talk about that more, but it really is very emotionally damaging, affects your immune system and all that. So I really appreciate all the positive thoughts and more importantly, the prayers. And for all you guys out there fighting the good fight, I will keep praying for you. You can always reach me at info@warriorschool.com or you can call 520-241-7690. That's the Warrior School line. And keep sending me information on what's going on. So besides continuing to keep the show on the air, you got to support my brave sponsors. And so if you haven't been able to tell, violence is on the rise. And this is a controlled effort from the left because the left is in a lot of trouble. I was just talking to Maurice. He's asking me, do you think that Epstein committed suicide? I'm like, does anybody really believe that? If you do, I'd like you to call in and tell me and explain to you how you believe. There's so many things. Nobody believes that. And it's probably that he was murdered, not that they witch-sect him, just because the government is usually not that imaginative. There's too much bureaucracy today. But you need to defend yourself because violence is on the upswing. Antifa, the fascists, those are the brown shirts. Those are the new rise of the fascists, of the Nazis. They're not anti-fascist. They're beating up old men. They're beating up girls. They beat up that journalist, Andy Ngo, who is the gay conservative journalist. They're outside of McConnell's house. I don't know why they bother with McConnell, but they're outside of house saying murder him. There is violence on the upswing, and this is controlled and this is planned, and we're going to get into that. And they have to do this because they are very desperate. They are cornered. They are caged. So you need to defend yourself. One way you can defend yourself, you can come to warriorschool.com. You can come to my handgun martial arts class every Wednesday night off range, learning how to defend yourself. You can go to Diamondback Tactical, Doug, my very brave and longtime friend, and I have a lot of friends there. You can go get their classes. They have classes ongoing as well. Ben, you can get your firearms from them at Diamondback Tactical. You can come to my dojo, Bujinkan USA, BujinkanUSA.com. That's, and I'm revising the website right now, but that is means Warrior Spirit School. Protect your circle of family and neighbors. You can do that at warriorschool.com, BujinkanUSA.com, DiamondbackTactical.com, and prepare your car. Make sure your car's ready to go. Go see Mike Emery. Just said go get him, Jeff, at Perfection Auto Works. Make sure your car's running. Eventually, we will. Well, the crime is here because our police chief is the most liberal activist police chief anywhere. We're down 800 officers. Crime is all over the place, even where I live out in the country. So, for example, you can get some good advice there from Mike, but one of the things I'll tell you is never let your gas, I'm like a movie, he's just eating his popcorn, watching what happens next. That's what the Q guys are doing, they're eating their popcorn, watching the show. John's just watching the show. That's good, because I'm going to really work him hard today, and he's great. Thank you, John, for being such a great teammate. I love to have you on there, because it's a team effort. So it's a team effort. Doug, Mike, Sean, John, all of you out there, that's how we're taking America back. And also, you know, not forgetting God. And I said that the only way we're out of this is with prayer. that's what got Trump in there and Hillary not in there. But always have a one, never let your gas tank get below 1/4 of a tank, okay? In case you got to drive someplace. That's just something that we do. Want to hear more about the border? Go to Chase, my ebook. It's on any ebook format. It's a good book. I was working with Val Kilmer and Wes Studi, friend of mine's, on that. Didn't get made into a movie. And you really got to break the cycle of fatherlessness in America. And you can read my book on Amazon, Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained, Initiation, My Journey with the Apache Medicine Man. That's really the most important thing. That's really the answer to the crisis. I don't know how much I'll get into that today because we have a packed show and a very important guest on. But breaking the cycle of fatherlessness and passive fathering is very important. That's one reason why Christians are so happy, is because they know who their true father is. And that's who your true father is. By the way, even if you've had abuse or something, and you know, that's what got Germany going, is there were no fathers from the First World War, and so Hitler was a father figure. Remember, they used to call it the Fatherland, okay? So I don't know if I'll get into all that today, but got a lot to cover today. But remember, we are winning, and it is not overwhelming. You know, Trump and I both beat phony investigations. Multiple phony investigations, both of us, phony dossiers and phony leaks, even though, and, you know, there was pretty substantial was brought to bear against me. It was the intelligence community and the DOJ, but even more so against Trump. And now if you look at fake, they can put faces on people. They can change it. They can change, and there's stuff out there you can see, and maybe I'll do a show on this, but they can alter reality. There's a video out there I just saw where they put, who's that really angry New York actor, liberal, they put his face on Trump. You know, the guy's always getting fights with people. I can't remember his name. Some of his brothers are actors, and they used to live in Tucson. You know who I'm talking about? I can't think of his name. But, that is coming even more. Fake recordings, that happened with Mel Gibson. A lot of that stuff is happening. So you got to prepare and guard yourself, and I'll be doing more shows about that. Important things to mention to you is, as we expose all of this, the new movie, The Hunt, where the liberal elite were going to hunt the unwashed conservatives, got canceled coming out. That was kind of the purge happening. That those movies came out. You're seeing more and more of that crime fantasy stuff, like the terrible video games, Grand Theft Auto, which you should never play. Call of Duty has turned into a murderous game. Oh, you got to kill these people to get inside. You know, and of course, Epstein's been all over the news, and it is obviously either he's been witsecked, which I don't think so, or murder. Even the lawyers think so, because there's just too many things going wrong, and it's desperate. I don't think anybody believes it. If you believe it, call in, and I'd like to really talk to you, because I don't think anybody believes it. But here's something interesting you haven't heard. Epstein, before he died, paid $50,000 to rush a cement truck to his island, where he built tennis courts. And the overhead intelligence imagery, or sorry, Google overhead, shows that there were individual plots dug up first. So there were a whole bunch of holes dug up, then filled in, and then the cement truck was flown in, rush, $50,000, and then it was concreted over. And of course, there's tunnels, and there's some terrible, scary, evil videos that I've seen too, of little girls, little 8 or 9 year old girls in little skimpy outfits cleaning this kind of altar thing with a sealed door. And like Q and like Trump, I am preparing you for facing this evil, and you're going to have to face it. But it is going to be terrible. And we're seeing that this stuff was happening at Zorro Ranch as well. that underage girls were being flown in. And just there was a five-year-old boy who was going to be sold between New Mexico and Texas from Mexico, a little Mexican boy, for $2,500. I've been talking about this forever, that Obama pimps kids. These kids come up. They are not with the people who are bringing them up. But I've already got a phone call, so I'll take a quick phone call. Philip, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes. I would agree with most of what you say, but I don't think most people understand the absolute hatred the left has for white Christians who founded this nation. I mean, I can't understand. I grew up in Hollywood, California, through a complete, what you would call the Epstein-style leftist world of drugs and sex. And I cannot emphasize how much they want to destroy you. They would commit suicide just to see you fail. And I think people don't understand that. I don't think Christian Americans understand what evil really is, because they want to destroy you to the point that they will go down with the ship themselves. That's how crazy they are.
Thanks, Philip. I appreciate that. I am very familiar with them, but you're right. Probably most people of middle America aren't. And we do have to be prepared. And that's exactly what I was saying at the beginning of the show, not being paranoid, but to be prepared. So, and Hollywood is corrupt. And I know Hollywood. I was in Hollywood. I've done movies. I'll tell you, one of my good Western family movies is Christmas Miracle at Sage Creek with Dave Carradine, Wes Studi, Irene Bedard. I'm not going to tell you about my bad movies because they're really, really bad. But, you know, they were fun to do. And I've done some America's Most Wanted, some TV as well. And I know some of those guys, and some of them are terrible. Most of them are, it's a terrible environment, but very good point. So all of this is being unmasked. All of this is happening. And just before I got here, I saw Trump talking to the press, and he was talking on a Sunday, coming back from vacation in a suit, and he was talking about China and the trade war with China. This is not by accident. This is diplomacy. This is him negotiating with the Chinese, who are the real threat, not the Russians. The Russians are done. The Russians, Reagan took care of the Russians, collapsed the Soviet Union. And he's doing this now because China is pushing troops to our border. If you didn't see it this week, I'm going to ask John. He's my barometer. Did you see Hong Kong getting beaten by police while they carried our flag and sang our national anthem? Did you? He's thinking. Well, if you guys didn't, so all these spoiled sports stars, I posted some stuff on this, that are kneeling because of the flag and spitting on the flag and burning the flag and all that, which is, you know, you're right, I'll go. It's my also right never to speak again, because the flag means a great deal to me. But in Hong Kong, they're carrying our flag. They're singing our national anthem in English. They're asking for the Second Amendment, and they're asking Trump, please save us. Let that sink in, how important that is. So why? Because remember, China is not intercepting Hillary Clinton's servers anymore. This is all connected. The news is never going to connect you, this stuff. But that's why this happened. France, yellow shirts still going. England, Brexit, Mexico, protest. Russia, there's even protest in Russia. Freedom is ringing around the world. America's starting to lead again. China's betting on Biden. Bad bet, China, because Trump's already won this election. If the CIA and FBI couldn't steal the election, well, they do have a plan. That's what we're going to talk about right now. And this is really important. And I've missed my first break. I've got my guest on the phone. Hang on there. Big show, really important stuff. Got to get out to you. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. Right back with you in a second. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works studios. Right back with you. And China is losing this trade war, in case you don't know. It's not prepared, because China's income, middle income market is slowing. And they don't have the reserves that we do. So Trump's analysis of this is really good. But this week, I got an email from an old friend, veteran and patriot as well, who is also a computer expert. And he sent me some stuff. I'm like, Dave, this is big. We got to put this on the show. And so I asked him to come on. He's been a Warrior School instructor for a long time. He's in our chaplaincy. He is deeply involved in everything. And he brought this to light, this big Google dump. So there are whistleblowers coming out. Our republic has fallen, but the revolution has begun. And whistleblowers are coming forward. And a senior Google executive came forward and did a document dump with Veritas. And I want to bring Dave on, veteran and patriot, to discuss that. So, Dave, welcome to the show, and thanks for alerting me to this and spending the time.
Hey, no problem, sir. Good afternoon. Honored to be on the show, and thank you for connecting the dots. Love listening, and love your insight. So, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Sometimes I don't think I connect the dots enough quite for you, but you know, I'm trying to bring everybody along. So why don't you unpack this Google document dump and the importance of this Zach Voorhees, I believe his name is.
Yes, sir. So again, sir, great. You mentioned that, you know, the attacks are out there by the left, by the deep state, by multinational and national corporations tied with the government agendas and the unmasking that's taking place. So as bad as the attacks are, there are people that are being brave, stepping forward out of the shadows, so to speak. And this Zach Voorhees, if many of your listeners have been watching any of the news, and it's not prevalent. It's not out there. I even had to dig a little deep, and I'm usually trying to monitor this stuff pretty closely like you do. But Project Veritas, Zach went to them, and he was a senior Google programmer. Been with the company for 8 years, high up in the organization, and did a document dump and an interview with Project Veritas. So going back over the years, we've known that, you know, Google recently has gone to Congress, sat through the hearings, and basically said that, no, we are fair. We don't have any bias. There's no agenda in our search algorithms, other social media platforms like Facebook. There's no bias towards conservative Christians, gun owners, etc. Well, what Zach is saying is that due to the information that he's run across, is that is completely false. So now it's not just hearsay, the company saying one thing, people accusing, people coming back saying, hey, this is all conspiracy theories. Google's a private company. They can do whatever they want. And the argument tips back and forth all the time. Zach has now provided evidence from the inside along with documents backing up that it is actual fact that there is an agenda going on with Google and a bias. So won't come as a surprise to many of your listeners that bias is towards the left and the agenda that's out there. So if you go out there, and again, sir, you say this all the time, you know, don't take my word for it, go verify. The information's out there. I encourage all the listeners to take a look at some videos that Project Veritas has posted and listen to Zach. And you will find out exactly, number one, why he came forward, but some of the other subtle information he's putting out there as well, as that it goes much deeper than a personal agenda. There's some other stuff that, you know, maybe later, sir, you can cover in another show and collect connect a whole other series of dots. But for right now, the biggest thing that's coming on board with the upcoming election is Google, their face, you know, Facebook, social media platforms, trying to steer the results of that election and the efforts they are going through. So with that, what was readily apparent to me, seeing patterns go on, and I know this stuck out to you too, sir, was as you watch this video, Zach also tells you what happened to him once Google found out he was the whistleblower.
So, yeah, I'm familiar with that.
you've been down this path, and what's interesting is the pattern is repeating itself. Not only have you gone through this, but they seem to be following a pretty standardized checklist about how they go after an individual.
So let me stop you right there for a second, Dave. So what you're saying is, because we've known each other for a long time. There's no hidden anything hidden there. You're saying what they did to me, and what they did to Zach, and what they did to Trump. You're saying you can see it's a template, like I've said, right? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, sir. No question in my mind.
And they're going to do it to you. Like there's a commercial out there or something that says they're not. It's a Trump. They're not after me. They're after you. And so I'm looking at. I'm looking at the Google document dump, and we're going to get back to Zach, so stay on the line there, Dave. But the Google document dump, and these are not, these titles haven't been changed, but the one title is censorship, one big, huge file. Okay, you can go to Project Veritas right now, Google document dump while you're listening to the show. The next one after censorship is fake news. These are not anybody else. These are Google's titles. The next one is leadership training. That's actually how to lead Antifa demonstrations if you open that file. Partisanship. And then everything else. That's the ones I've pulled up right here, obviously. But the important part there is you may have seen the testimony. What Dave was saying there was that they testified before Congress under oath that there was no censorship and there was no partisanship. So one of the file folders is partisanship. So Dave, did they perjure themselves in front of Congress?
They absolutely did, sir. No doubt about that one.
And so we all know that. I mean, if you look on YouTube, I have some clips of my, you know, I have clips of Prather Warbuie up there, clips of the dojo, clips of Warrior School, firearms training, Prather and pizza. In fact, Dave would come down and run the clips I'd show at Prather Pizza. Maybe we need to probably do a Prather and pizza in the fall. Again, Dave, if you're willing to come down and help me with that, because that's like a 2 or 3 hour event. You get pizza, you get 3 miles of me showing you all kinds of stuff that will leave your mouth hanging open. But there is evidence now. There's clear evidence, just like there's clear evidence of a conspiracy. It's no longer conspiracy theory. It's clearly a conspiracy. And all of these guys, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, McCabe, or they've all perjured them. They've all said this stuff, and then all this stuff leaks out. So I am now convinced Trump does not know him. I totally am on board with Q. You know, that now they're going to try and change it because they shut down 8chan. Is 8chan still down, Dave?
I heard it's intermediate, sir. It just depends.
But but Congress is bringing them in to grill him, just like they brought everybody else into to pressure, but they're failing totally. But this is really important because, and we'll talk about this after this next break, but so the big media machine, the intelligence community and the DOJ could not steal the election from Trump because America was still a virtuous population, a virtuous republic. They couldn't steal it. But listen, stick around after the break because they've got new plans to steal it. And that's why I'm having this, I'm having Dave on to talk about this. And they could. Okay, so Dave, hang on. We'll be right back with you. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you, talking with Dave Coombs about Project Veritas has released yet another report about the tech giant Google, and that they control, they are so much bigger than the intelligence community or the Department of Justice, and a former executive named Zachary Voorhees has gone public with claims that Google planned to tamper with the U.S. elections. Voorhees has turned over a trove of documents to Project Veritas and has reportedly given over 950 documents to the Department of Justice's Antitrust Division. Attorney General Barr now has them, and as we just talked about, Google has perjured themselves, suborned perjury, like Comey, like Clapper, like the rest of them, in front of Congress. And this is all starting to come out. And there's a plan for this. And that's why it's not just all dumped. That Trump has had this, as Q has said, Trump has had all this, but he's starting to bring it out as the election approaches. Why? Why not just dump it all? Because he even said it would be overwhelming and they would start to lie about and counter it. But they're trying to steal the election. So Trump has a plan to slowly release this stuff and show how corrupt they are. And the Dems are failing. Biden can't win. The so-called Beto O'Rourke, I don't even think he speaks good Spanish. The guy who's been arrested, who wrote poems about killing children, has dropped out. They are falling apart. So it's all good news. You know, I don't always think I'm just bringing bad news, but it's really important because what the CIA and the intelligence community could not pull off, and what the FBI, which are really just clowns at this point, they're just ridiculous. And remember, I worked in these areas, could not pull off, Google could. Remember, Google is working with China and won't work with us. And so that's why this is important, to get this out now. And we were trying to set this up before, and we had to switch search engines to DuckGoGo to make sure we could get this, because they are filtering information. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about the machine learning filter there, Dave. And there's a quote there that's really important. Could you talk about that?
Well, so with that, sir, you know, this is not necessarily new technology. Having worked in the IT industry for close to 20 years now, small businesses have the ability to monitor anything on a network, meaning collect data, filter it, do reporting. What you're seeing the Googles and the Facebooks do is basically voluntarily bring us in to give them information. You know, number one, for marketing, there's a huge money aspect to this. Other companies collecting data, but then it's patterns, behaviors, and ultimately what the goal is here, whether anybody will break this down in black and white, is there is a huge program, time, energy, and effort, meaning certain people high up in the technology industry have termed it the new Manhattan Project, and that is to develop AI, artificial intelligence. So with that, China is a big part of this. If anybody goes in here, and if you dig into the documents a little bit from Zachary, there are a couple instances that you come across keywords. Number one is DeepMind. That is a keyword out on the web for the artificial intelligence project. Now, could have many other names. That's just one that's floating out there. But the tie-in, what is coming out, if you start to follow this, is Google's made it publicly known that they are no longer working with the United States government or the United States military on these advanced artificial intelligence platforms.
But they are working with China.
That's correct, sir. They are working with China.
And Russia is not the threat. Russia has fallen apart. China is the threat.
That's correct. And, sir, in many ways, Russia is going through exactly what we're doing to a limited extent, whether you, like the politics of Putin or not, he is dealing with a deep state global oligarchy in Russia. So there's politics being played there. But China, you're absolutely right, has the backing of the globalists. They have the money. Technology transfers are taking place all the time on the tech level, and they are the threat. So now we have Google tied in with China working on a very advanced artificial intelligence platform. So the nation that gets that first, think of the advantages all across the board if something like that is achieved. Again, people high up are saying that this is the current Manhattan Project.
And so Google owns a lot of, I can't think of the guy's name, but owns a lot of CrowdStrike, CrowdStrike did the DNC servers, and CrowdStrike is the one who said they were hacked by the Russians, and they didn't even file a formal report. For those of you who've been doing deep dives on the show, listen to me, CrowdStrike didn't even sign the report that said it was Russian. They never handed over the servers. And so there's a direct tie back to big media, Google, and CNN, and all of that. And hold on a second, Dave. And so, John, can you play this clip from the congresswoman asking the Google exec? So listen to this.
In some cases, it may be appropriate to take no action if the system accurately affects current reality, while in other cases, it may be desirable to consider how we might help society reach a more fair and equitable state via product intervention.
What does that mean, Mr. Slater?
What do they mean by that?
So what they want to do is they want to act as gatekeepers between the user and the content that they're trying to access.
Okay, there it is. Okay, we want to be gatekeepers. We want to reach an equitable solution. Who gets to decide? This is what you heard with Obama all the time. It's not fair. Well, who gets to decide what's fair? Well, that's a golden rule, is those with the gold make the rules. That's not the Yeshua golden rule of treat everyone as you would want to be treated. This is scary stuff. That is very key there. Now, John, I'm really working John hard today. Now, if you could switch. This is, I'm going to play an older interview from a KGB defector talking about psychological warfare. Remember, I got my start in SOCOM as a second lieutenant in PSYOPs, so I know what I'm talking about. So this is a KGB defector talking about psychological warfare.
Without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's over fulfilled, because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it. Until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom.
That is it. Okay. Now everybody recognized this, but you're seeing and he also talks about all the phases of you have to infiltrate the education system. But in America, Dave, what is the most left wing part of America?
Right now, sir,
yeah.
It would be the Democratic Party for sure.
Well, I'd say it is. Sorry, I didn't set you up for that one. Good. I'd say it's the education system.
Well, true, sir.
It's the most. And so, where does everybody get their information from? Like, where do everybody think they know about Indians from? Oh, watching movies. We know all about Indians because we watch John Wayne movies. Well, that's, by the way, Mike, if you're listening, I think I gave you that joke. What do you mean, we, white man? That's the Prince line of that joke when Tonto and Lone Ranger are surrounded by 300 hostile Indians. But anyway, good native promotion, I guess, there. But the point there is that Google, by controlling the flow of information for an entire generation now, because everybody's getting their news off of Facebook and Google, is they can now control the thought process. And even if you are told truth, they will not recognize it. Do you agree with that, Dave? You got anything to say to that?
No, I do, sir. I agree with that completely. It's how the narrative is being formed. And if you do enough research on this as well, their goal is to mold society. You will hear that term out there, basically influencing people on how they want them to make decisions. Well, that's information flow. You control the options out there. You can control what options someone may pick. So, again, this also goes into the whole psychology aspect, which was great in that clip, sir, because if you watch the Project Veritas video long enough, you will find out what happened to Zachary soon after they found out he was the whistleblower. They did what they called, Google called for a wellness check. And you see Zachary literally get stopped by at least three policemen on the street, and it ends up being a shakedown. So on the pretext of mental health, wellness, they are now attacking his character and doing a Soviet-style tactic of demoralization and instilling fear. What do they want? They want him to stop and have this go away. If they can't do that, they will attack his character. They will minimize him. Sound familiar, sir? And
then yeah, yeah, sounds enough, real familiar. I've lived it for 15 years, yeah.
If it goes on far enough, it would not be a surprise, and I hate to say this, that something could happen to this individual, depending on how much they're trying to cover up.
Well, do we really think that's a surprise after this with Epstein?
Not at all, sir.
So hang on. I got to do another break, but if you can you hang on?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay, so I know this is a lot, but this is really important. And I'm going to give you the advice, and it's DuckDuckGo. Did I say it right that time, John? It's don't use Google. Use DuckDuckGo. They don't trace you, right, Dave?
Correct, sir.
Yeah, so that's the alternative. But anyway, this is really important, and I will try and get some calls as well, 527-9020-40, right after this last break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Important show today. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, back with you for the final segment. You can call in at 520-790-2040. So, Dave, what were you saying about Zach getting a wellness check and being arrested at gunpoint and snipers, and he had a dead man switch, and he had his cell phone running? I guess he had Facebook Live or something running?
He did, sir, and my understanding is he's alluded that he does have a dead man switch. So what that means is there's more information that he is hanging on to or someone else is in possession as a third party in case something does happen to him. The significance of that is basically he is in fear for his life. You know, his reputation and his career are probably over for all practical purposes in Silicon Valley. He will be blacklisted at an individual level because of this. So this wellness check is significant for me, sir, because this has come up before. You've heard this in relation to veterans possibly suffering from PTSD going in and seeking medical help. And now on the questionnaires, you are asked if you own guns. And if there's any question as to your mental stability, those guns have been confiscated for individuals that have not, you know, actually been deemed a danger to the public. What are we hearing now in the press? The red flag laws that are being considered. It's another round of possibly what I consider it will now be a health issue if you own a gun, just like they tried to do or are trying to do with abortion laws, saying it's for the health of the mother and the psychological stability. So with that stigma in our society, you can see how effective that would be at a base level of someone goes against the norms, comes out and decides to take a stand to tell the truth. Well, let's do a wellness check on that individual. And now the perception is that this person is no longer credible because they are crazy.
Yeah. And yeah, that's what they tried. That's what DEA tried to do with me. But they had contract psychiatrists and psychologists. They weren't under. And so I came back more sane than most of them. And you know what they said? They said, oh, well, let's do it again. Let's run it around. Let's do it again until we get the answer we want. NSA, I've worked with NSA a lot. I've had a lot of NSA students come through Warrior School. But one of the guys who came after me was NSA. One of the guys that came after me was a boss at ICE. In fact, you know, it's if I look back, it's mostly government guys who have come after me over the years, but then they have used mentally unstable people. So, you know, that's like Phil Aguirre, Dave Petersmark are the government guys. I'm trying to remember the DEA guy. I can't remember. But then Jared Armitage is the mentally unstable guy that is influenced. And that's going on with brainwashing. We're not going to get to that today on the show. There just isn't enough time. But that's the guy with wearing the black contacts and taking the stuff that is leaked by the DOJ and putting it up everywhere. That's the MK Ultra stuff that is much more sophisticated now. And that is influencing everybody. But he said that Zach said that there were snipers, right? And you said that one of the cops unholstered his weapon?
Yeah, no, I did not. I did not see the sniper part, sir. But
no, but he said that. He said that.
Yeah, he did say that. So, but what you can in the video is that you're kind of, the video is actually being head on to Zach as he's coming down the sidewalk. So you get kind of the back of the police officers that are waiting to meet him as he's walking towards them. And it is literally, he's going through the procedure of being arrested, hands up. He's following instructions. They are communicating with him. And you see one of the police officers, I believe, off to the right-hand side of the screen. I think he's in front of a mailbox or something, but
yeah.
He literally unholsters his weapon. And, you know, it is essentially what I would consider a mild felony takedown. That they went through with him.
Yeah, that's a felony stop, back up, all that stuff, turn around, yep.
Yeah, so, you know, sir, that pattern right there, if this was truly a wellness check, you know, it's kind of what happened to Roger Stone. You know, how many people do you need to, you know, raid a house on an individual?
Long guns and amphibious vehicles out there on an
exactly,
old guy.
Sir.
Yeah. Whereas Hillary lies. Yeah. I mean, it's going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse. And violence is coming and you need to be prepared. It's not the right bringing the violence. It's the alt left, the extremist left, the Antifa, the fascist. Those are the brown shirts and those are the communists. And they are desperate. And they are really desperate. And again, you know, I think the sponsor of the Clintons is the Chinese communist, and those are the ones doing all the hits for him. I'm not so sure about Obama, but that's a whole nother can of worms. But the important thing, something else you said that's really important for us veterans, because we're both veterans, is vets, don't be filling out that stuff that talks about your mental health. Don't be talking to the government about your mental health. There's not 22 of us committing suicide a day. The younger vets are suiciding more. That's true. Okay. But don't, and if you go into an interview where they start writing down and recording everything, get up and walk out. Okay, it's not worth it, like Dave is saying. That's a really good point. And I think, you know, there's a lot of people who think Las Vegas was another planned event for gun grabs because it was all country western who tends to be conservative. But I can see I got some calls probably coming in. So last thoughts there, Dave?
No, sir. Great show. And again, I think you said it best at the beginning of the show. It's recognizing the attacks. They are going to continue. They will get more sophisticated and more subtle. So everybody out there, just proper discernment and be prepared. Being prepared for the unknown is the easiest way to help alleviate the but you may be experiencing right now with the state of the world. So.
Well, thanks for calling in. Thanks for your service. Appreciate it. And keep me informed because I had missed this. So thanks to you, Dave, continually. And what he says, discernment, he's talking about a gift of the spirit that comes from the fruit of the spirit. So behavior, I always say when I'm teaching, behavioral detection is good. Discernment is better. So if you open up in the Christ Connection or the Force or whatever you want to call it, Daikomyo, and you can receive a gift, then you can discern the truth no matter what you're being fed. And they can really change it. Like, you know, I can prove they set me up, but I'm holding that proof. Anyway, got a call and I want to make sure I get to our caller. So Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff. I was wondering, other than Q, who else was out there fighting for us? And the second part, quickly, is if this gentleman that brought all these documents forth to Project Veritas, can our side hire him to help us out? And that's all I have.
Yeah, sure they can. And, you know, Jared Kushner was the guy who took not the top level Facebook executives, but the second level and really did the great campaign. You can go back to look at Forbes. There's an article and he kept saying, I thought the news media would catch on, but they didn't. And they still haven't, because they're still running the, you know, Nadler and the impeachment stuff and Schiff, you know, just the fake stories. They've been lying for so long. They're so far in there. But yeah, I think he could be hired. And I think if, you know, you look at CNN and Fox, even, it's no good. You look on Instagram, you see Walk Away, you see all kinds of folks of color for Trump and confronting that. I've talked about that on other shows. So who else is out there? So that's the first part of your questions. I'm answering the second part. The answer to the first part, who's out there besides Q? Well, Q may not be one person. People have surmised Q is Trump, Q is Flynn, Q's probably several folks in there. But basically what I think it is it's military guys like me, who are military intelligence, and Dave and others who are patriots going against the corrupt DOJ and intelligence community. And so there's a number of those. And the Anons are the other side of that, that feeds back to Q. Q's talking in code and Anons are feeding back, like Dave set this up for me. So that is how we are going to continue to do this. And they're out there saying, you know, bread instead of, so that they don't get and talk in code, and you kind of got to get on there. I can tell you know what you're talking about. So you got to look in there and see the decoding of that. But yeah, Q's is definitely for real. And it doesn't matter. They're not going to be able to stop us. So there's a lot of folks out there. Q is more than one out there. But anyway, I appreciate the call and the kind thoughts and prayers. And keep tuning in. Keep sending me information. And keep the faith. We are taking back our country. We are restoring our public. This is Jeff Prather on The Prather Point. I will talk to you next week.